This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is a deal shaping up that could ease sanctions for Iran?
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. A deal seems to be coalescing in which Iran would back off its nuclear program in exchange for easing off of economic sanctions. U.S. Secretary of State and his French counterpart are due in Geneva today to work out details. Israel had been pushing for tougher sanctions, and the emerging news has angered Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, who said, quote, "Israel utterly rejects a deal like this." The BBC's Imogen Folks is in Geneva. Geneva, good morning.
Good morning.
There are signs of possible movement involving sanctions and Iran's nuclear program this morning. Would you describe them as first steps?
That's how the United States, Britain, France, and so on are describing them. First steps towards a framework agreement. Now, yesterday evening here in Geneva, the Iranians were making it sound rather more of a done deal. But off the record, some of the Western diplomats, the British, the Americans, I bumped into the British, in fact, this morning, who said, well, some progress has been made, but it's certainly not a done deal. But what's on the table, and where there seems to be at least their approaching agreement, is Iran scaling down its nuclear program, but not abandoning it completely, in return for an easing or indeed an abandonment of the sanctions.
And no details yet about which sanctions might be eased or removed at this stage?
Well, it's all speculation, but we know that Iran would like to be able to sell its oil freely. We have to be perfectly frank that there's some big emerging economic powers, China, India, Brazil, who would want to buy Iranian oil. The other thing is, I think Iran would like to not have these financial sanctions. It would like to be able to be completely free in financial transactions on the open market. And it has been very frustrated by these sanctions over the years. So those are the kinds of things we're looking at. Of course, even if a deal is reached, it wouldn't happen overnight. There's been speculation of some kind of 6-month, very intensive inspection of Iran's nuclear program to really ascertain that it is for peaceful purposes only. And at that point, then perhaps the sanctions would be eased.
The BBC's Imogen Folks in Geneva, thank you very much.
Thanks to you.
Now let's check the numbers. We'll get the counterexample of Twitter in a second, but yesterday was the worst day for stocks in general since August. The Dow fell 152 points, about 1%. This morning, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures have turned upward. The FT100 is down 0.5% now. Twitter's stock went up 72.2% on its first day of trading yesterday. In the short term, at least, it's unlikely to stay there, but other social media companies would like that kind of infusion of capital. Pinterest comes to mind. It's a company where you take virtual versions of stuff you might put up on your refrigerator and share it online. Pinterest says it doesn't plan to go public, but they must have been watching Twitter in the last 24 hours. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Pinterest lets you pin digital pictures into online scrapbooks, grouped by category, like tasty doggy treats or really awesome boots.
I think there's a lot of interest in Pinterest.
Brian Blau at Gartner says while Pinterest doesn't have revenue yet, it has potential to advertise and sell the consumer brands that people collect pictures of. People, by the way, who are mostly female, at least 70% of them.
If I had a startup that had that percentage of women and was growing that fast, I would be a super happy guy.
Technology writer John Battelle.
Women are seen as a primary driver of the most important household and large ticket items.
CNET editor Bridget Carey is a typical pinner.
I'm actually using Pinterest a lot right now to plan my wedding with my mom. It's just a really efficient way of saying, hey, what do you think of this?
And Dad? Well, he's not pinning up pictures, so she's got no clue what to get him for Christmas. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
A top U.S. Treasury official is expected to step down today amid reports that she's next in line for a spot on the Federal Reserve Board. Lael Brainard has been Undersecretary for International Affairs at the Treasury Department. The Fed's board is facing not one but three vacancies, setting up another round of lobbying on behalf of their favorites by Wall Street. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
When Janet Yellen won out over Larry Summers as nominee to lead the Federal Reserve, some thought Wall Street lost an ally.
One of the reasons why he ran into some resistance on Capitol Hill is he had some very close relationships with financial market players.
That's economist Kerry Leahy with Decision Economics. He says one thing Lael Brainard has going for her, she hasn't spent much time on Wall Street.
No matter how talented you are, if your zip code says New York City on it, your chances of being a Fed board member are extremely low.
Leahy says Fed governors generally go along with the chair on monetary policy, but economist Mike Duker with Russell Investments says board members will have a hand in implementing financial regulations, and Wall Street will be hoping for a light touch.
And they would want someone who would understand the impacts of actual written regulations on the banks themselves.
And if that's not in the cards this time, there will still be two more seats to fill. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And last night, 54 people were arrested in downtown Los Angeles during a protest against Walmart's labor practices. The police say the protest was peaceful, but the demonstration was deemed an unlawful assembly. Demonstrators say the giant retailer pays, quote, poverty wages, and that more than 800,000 workers are paid less than $25,000 a year nationwide. Walmart says its employees have access to performance-based bonuses and that more than 400 Walmart workers a day get promotions. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.